Medical researchers believe they've uncovered why asthma affects men and women differently. The key, it seems, is the male sex hormone, testosterone. The researchers say testosterone can block the production of an immune cell, and that could lead to more targeted asthma treatment. Interest in the lung condition has peaked since a thunderstorm asthma event last year contributed to 9 deaths in Victoria. In Melbourne, Stephanie Corsetti reports.
Stephanie Horan has severe asthma and is taking the maximum dose of medication to control her condition. It hasn't always been easy. She suffered a cardiac arrest 11 years ago because her asthma was so bad, and back then she was reluctant to take medication.
Being in Year 12, it was also very difficult to be able to take medications, especially in front of people, so I definitely tried to take the minimum dose as much as I could because there was a social stigma of carrying your medications with you.
Her asthma puffer contains steroids, and that means disruptive side effects.
The side effects have been putting on weight steadily since I've been in Year 12 when I started taking it properly. From that obviously leads to anxiety, and I do battle with depression as well from all of that, especially from the episodes that I have had.
1 in 9 people in Australia is diagnosed with asthma. It's more prevalent in boys under 15 than in girls, but in many cases, boys seem to grow out of the condition. And by adulthood, asthma is more common in women than men. The researchers say testosterone might explain why. Professor Gabriel Bells is from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research in Melbourne.
It's clear that hormones are acting on different types of receptors in men and women to affect outcomes for viral infections and for allergic diseases. And so there seems to be a balancing act going on as to which hormones are driving it in men and women over time.
The study identified the immune cells that are associated with asthma, and it found high levels of testosterone in men led them to have fewer of the cells than in women. That means fewer men are affected by allergic asthma.
So we're able to see when we add testosterone that the number of cells didn't increase. But if you were to add estrogen, then they do increase in number. So there's a real response going on in how these cells actually proliferate. And it's the increase in numbers of these cells that are found during asthma.
Some gender differences were known in the past in terms of asthma prevalence. Was it surprising then to realise that testosterone was playing this role?
It was actually surprising for us. We thought it was actually going to be driven by estrogen. But when we tested that pathway, it wasn't. So it was a bit of a curveball to find that it was actually the androgen receptor that was driving these effects. It's really uncovered a very specific receptor now that could potentially be targeted. But it really focuses our ideas down on identifying other receptors that might be more broadly targeted for diminishing the effects of asthma.
Although asthma treatment improvements are still years away, Stephanie Horan hopes they'll lead to better health outcomes for children with asthma.
To not have to take these medications after every day and to figure out what the preventive treatments are for them, and can lead them to have a bit more of a healthier life than I did. This research is so important to try and work that out.
The research was conducted with a team from France. It has been published today in the Journal of Experimental Medicine.
Stephanie Corsetti.